Welcome back to the Nissan Mets pregame show ahead of game one between the Mets and the Toronto Blue Jays. And a very tough day for the Mets family as it was announced earlier today that Mets Hall of Famer Ed Cranepool passed away. And unfortunately, it's under these circumstances, but we're joined here on the leadoff spot brought to you by Laborers Local 731, Feel the Power, by Ron Swoboda, who probably knows Eddie more better than most people. Ron, I appreciate you taking the time, and I'm so sorry it's under these circumstances.
Yeah, I hear that. And yeah, this one's taken a little piece of me with it. So much of my life was spent standing next to Eddie, whether it was on a ball diamond or away from the field. Eddie and I had so many experiences together. I lived so much of my life in New York around Eddie, and he was a good friend forever, and talked to him last week and thought everything was cool. And you know, this was not in any way predicted. I think it was just a procedure he went through because of his diabetes, and they I think his heart just had enough.
I think it comes to a shock to all of us, and those of us that have gotten to know Eddie over the last couple of years just know what the New York Mets meant to him and what he meant to the New York Mets. Can you just talk a little bit about Eddie's legacy in your eyes and what he means to the organization?
Well, you name me anybody else that spent their entire career with the Mets who started in 1962, coming right out of high school in New York and got a couple of at-bats in the big leagues and a base hit and, you know, was with us in, you know, obviously up to 1969 with the first World Series and beyond. He spent his entire career through all of those iterations and managements and managers of the New York Mets and never played for anyone else. He was New York, and he was the New York Mets. He was Mr. Met to me.
Yeah, and I can remember talking with Eddie last year when he was at the ballpark just about the fact that he retired still at a relatively young age, because that's what it meant to him to be a Met for his entire career. When you think back to 1969, and I know how close you all are, specifically to that team, what did he mean?
Well, you know, we had become under Gil Hodges in 1969 a fairly strict platoon team, and Eddie was the left-handed hitter at first base, along with Don Clendenin, who I played with, you know, as the right-handed platoon. And, you know, Eddie was a smart ball player and a hard-nosed New Yorker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he knew the game, and, you know, and understood how to play it. And that was, you know, for all of us, you know, obviously a very special year. But the fact that he hung on and played way beyond my career and you know, got like, I think it's like 18 years in the big leagues, all of it with the Mets. That's a loud statement on what you are as a player and what you mean to New York.
When we've talked with other members of the 69 Mets, it's just it's amazing the brotherhood between you all. Can you talk a little bit about your post-playing days, your relationship with Eddie, and the years to follow your playing days, what that was like?
Well, I wrote the foreword to his autobiography, and one of the statements I made was he was a lot better friend to me than maybe I could be to him. Eddie was always a business guy, and, you know, there were some, you know, attempts to, you know, capitalize on the 1969 New York Mets because of what a business autographing and all of that had become over the years. And I always got phone calls from Eddie. I'm down here in New Orleans. I'm not connected in New York. And we did any number of appearances, which put money in your pocket after retirement. But above and beyond that, Eddie and I always checked in with one another. And I felt like, you know, we both shared so much as players. And then after the game, we were friends, and it was important that things were going good with him. When he did that whole sort of publicity campaign, when he needed a a new kidney to survive. The Mets were able to work with him, and they publicized his need, because he had to find someone to personally dedicate a kidney to him. You know, he was in his mid 70s when all of that was happening, and you're not going to get on the list. You're not going to get on the list for one in a normal fashion. So he got someone, connected with him, had a kidney, willing to donate it. Turned out the doctor who was going to do the surgery had another patient who was a better match. And the person who was going to dedicate a kidney to them was a better match for Eddie. And Eddie's person was a better match for this person. And they did this little crossover. Wow. That to me, it was a miracle. I mean, the 69 Mets are called the Miracle Mets. This was a miracle that kept Eddie on this planet and kept him healthy when his kidneys were failing because of the diabetes.
Yeah, well, Ron, I appreciate you taking the time and joining us on what is a very difficult day for you, yeah, the entire 69 Mets team and the Mets organization as a whole. So our condolences to you, and it's great getting a chance to check in.
Well, we're
still
fans, man. I care about those guys, and I'm glad to see them going great guns, and I want them in the playoffs.
Thank you, Ron.
Cool. You got it.
Deep center field, and Blair goes back. It is going, and it is gone for a home run for Ed Cranepoop. Cranepoop with a World Series home run that puts the Mets out in front 5-0.